can't decide and torn between a romantic, comedy, action, or an indie film to watch for the weekend? Well, 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 Golden State Media Concepts Movie Podcast is your ultimate guide to the latest movies. Join Jordan, Keith, and Mariano as the trio dissects what's latest on the blockbusters. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Movie Podcast.
After learning how to take care of some gremlins, it's the Golden State Media Concepts Movie News Podcast.
Gremlins? Really? Yeah. That's a throwback.
I kind of want to watch it. I don't know.
Gizmo? Okay. All right.
I had a dog named Gizmo.
Of course you did.
Yeah.
That's funny.
How are you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
Great. Yeah. Great.
That's Jordan. I'm Keith. And you are?
Mariano.
All right.
Mariano.
That's what's up. So the sergeant, the captain, the lieutenant, apparently, according to Mariano.
You know, and the important thing is nobody that's not in the military knows which one of those is more important. They all just, for at least for me, they all just sound like foreboding titles I need to listen to.
So today's reviews, what are we reviewing today, Jordan?
We are reviewing War Dogs, and we are also going to take on Race.
Yeah. Yes, the movie.
Oh, there's a movie? I didn't.
The way you said that, that's why it was kind of funny.
I thought that we were. Oh, thank God. I made some points about what I thought were right and wrong.
Now that you mention it, it does, like, we're going to take on Race. We haven't decided which one just yet.
So I'm like, the movie. That was perfect, though. That was great. So
I was working on that since last night.
Okay.
I wanted us to review Racing Stripes, but after watching Race, I turned out that I even like this more. So I'm okay with what
okay.
we did.
So should we probably go with the box office.
Yeah, let's go War Dogs, and then we'll
yes.
tackle Race.
Yes. So War Dogs is directed by Todd Phillips. It stars Jonah Hill and Miles Teller. And Jonah Hill of great comedy fame and movies, 21, 22 Jump Street, Superbad. I mean, his list goes on and on. Miles Teller, he did the Fantastic Four remake that didn't do too well. But he's also, and I saw this movie with J.K. Simmons, and I forget what it's called right now, the jazz movie where he's the drummer. And J.K. won the Academy Award for it, and it's slipping me right now. It's a great film, too, actually.
He also did 21 and Over, I believe it's called.
Thank you.
And Whiplash. He did Whiplash.
Thank you, Whiplash.
Yeah. Was that the one you were referring
yes.
to? Yeah, Whiplash.
Yes, so where
he's got some hits, too.
Yeah, Miles was drumming in that film. He did a great job, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What'd you say, Mariano?
Whiplash came out in 2014.
Yeah.
And was in Divergent.
Thank you. See?
Yeah,
there you go. There you go. See, his, you know... This cast and
pretty popular faces.
Yes.
Yeah.
So the great Todd Phillips, the director. Where do we even start? Okay. How about Hangover 1?
I was going to say
3.
No, let's start with Hangover 2.
I mean, this guy. I mean, he's a monster here. I tell you, he's all over the place. Due Date. Let's see. School for Scoundrels. The Starsky and Hutch remake. From back in the day. Old School. Oh, I love Old School. With Will Ferrell and Vince Vaughn.
Oh, yeah.
You're my boy, Blue. So, Road Trip. Yeah, he's... Oh, wow. He even did a documentary, Hated, Gigi Allen and the Murder Junkies. Gigi Allen was a punk rocker from Michigan back in the day. Okay.
So, yeah, he's got his markings.
Yes.
He's a vet here.
Oh, yes, definitely. He's also been a producer as well. A lot of the films that he's also directed. But yeah, so that's Todd Phillips. So, War Dogs. Jordan, you want to take
us
on the premise on this movie?
Okay, so a movie based on a true story. With the war in Iraq raging on, Ephraim Diveroli offers childhood friend David Packhouse. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Only because we saw the movie. That's why I know. Right?
It's a tough one.
Yeah.
We should start watching movies about names we have to pronounce.
I know, right?
Packhouse, a chance to make big bucks by becoming an international arms dealer. Together, they exploit a government initiative that allows businesses to bid on U.S. military contracts. Starting small allows the duo to rake in money and live the high life. They soon find themselves in over their heads after landing a $300 million deal to supply Afghan forces, a deal that puts them in business with some very shady people.
Yeah. And did you notice? So with this film, the first thing I noticed, the poster. You see the poster? Look at the poster. What's that remind you of?
Oh, man.
You've seen this, Mariano.
I had like the other guys kind of feel to it.
No, dude. That's Scarface, bro.
That's
Scarface poster right there.
Others kind of. Yeah, I guess I see that too, how they're just kind of standing with the
Yeah, that was on purpose. And then, of course, when you watch the film, you find out that's their favorite movie.
Despite them giving it to you that Scarface is a movie that they really enjoy, you see people that are yearning for a Scarface life. You know what I mean? It's definitely a goal. And they're not the only people that have wanted that Scarface goal. I think a lot of people that have wanted to just make a lot of money, Scarface is that kind of vision.
Right.
I think this is the embodiment of those people.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, this film, I mean, where do we start with this movie? I mean, it was interesting. I mean, I like the film. I do.
It was interesting.
I enjoyed it. I mean, so Miles Teller, I mean, basically he plays David Packhouse, and
yeah.
He is he's a struggling licensed massage therapist.
Yeah, you got to get it right, Casey.
Exactly.
They're very sensitive about this.
I know, right? Like, all of a sudden, masseuse is a dirty word now, which is kind of funny to me. But
then there's also sandwich artist.
I haven't heard that one.
Oh, that's the thing. People at Subway are sandwich artists. They're not.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. It's a fun fact. I think it's a cooler title, actually.
Sandwich artist. All right. So, yeah, so Miles Teller plays the struggling massage therapist who's trying to make ends meet. He's having a hard time. He's getting sick of his job, and he's got this girlfriend, and he's just trying to figure out what he's going to do next in his life. So he's trying to make a move, and he winds up running into his old junior high friend, Ephraim, Divoli, played by Jonah Hill, who doesn't seem to be somebody who's really that likable, but very ambitious and very
savvy.
Savvy and not a risk taker. Everything that David is not at that point in his life.
It almost reminded me of a character that could have been in Wolf on Wall Street, but not Jonah Hill's character in Wolf on Wall Street.
Right, yeah.
It was somebody that could have very well been part of that movie. It was somebody it's all about the business. And
he was kind of like a shady alpha male.
I think that's a good way to describe it. And
he was an alpha male, but he was
Jonah Hill never is the alpha male in a movie.
But he wasn't this,
he did a good job on it.
He wasn't this,
honestly, I really enjoyed the movie more. And I came in it thinking, "Am I going to like this?" I didn't have an opinion. Like Kubo and the Two Strings,
it was a clean slate.
I was excited.
I wasn't sure. I wasn't
clean
sure.
Slate. There we go. Yeah. But I enjoyed it. I really did. And it kept my interest throughout the whole movie.
Right, Mariano, what your take? Because we can just keep on talking. But Mariano.
I liked it. I didn't think I was going to like it, though, I'll be honest. But, I just thought it was going to be another over-the-top, everything that can go wrong will go wrong movie because, Jonah Hill, Miles Teller.
Yeah.
I kind of like the role that Miles Teller played, and I like the role that Jonah Hill played because he was kind of, he was like the obnoxious, creepy kind of, you might be a murderer, so I'm going to be friends, but not really that much friends with you kind of vibe.
that's what you got from Jonah Hill's character?
that's
or Miles
take
Teller?
On it. Jonah Hill.
I
like that one too. Yeah, for me, like I said,
the premise was pretty straightforward, but the movie was a lot more enjoyable than I thought it was going to be. Bradley Cooper did a good job in it too.
At this point, I like him in just about everything he does. At this point, I have to keep it real.
Yeah.
I think he's great.
I think so too. He really never disappoints.
And, he was great. Mariano, you're right. I enjoyed him in the movie. Yeah, he was great.
We're talking about Bradley Cooper.
Yes, Bradley Cooper.
I don't think I've ever disliked him in anything. Even like the weaker movies, like. What did they do? It was the A-Team. But, yeah, I like Bradley Cooper and everything.
Yeah, I agree. He was good in this film. I mean, you see him in the trailer, and he's even better when you watch the movie than what you saw in the trailer. That was just a good part of it. But, yeah, this film was good. I enjoyed it immensely. It was a good ride. I want to say it's two guys who luck into fame, who luck into fortune. But that's not quite really the case because, Ephraim, Jonah Hill's character, like I say, he's very ambitious, has no problem taking risks. So he always wanted to do what he was doing. And he just opened up the world for David, Miles Teller's character. So it's like, and David seems to be the more considerate, honest, and detailed friend,
Yeah. Jonah Hill's the Mad Hatter, and Miles Teller, he's the Alice, and he just went into this Wonderland. He's kind of, you're seeing this whole new world through Miles Teller's eyes. And, I thought they did a good job doing that. Their dynamic worked really well, I thought.
I agree.
They had good chemistry throughout the movie, and I would really like to see a Miles Teller-Jonah Hill movie again.
I agree to that, too. They did work well together.
Yeah, they had very good chemistry. It was a good story. It was very interesting, and it also goes to show you too what happens too that, you know, that people can, what happens when your lifestyle changes.
Yeah,
and how important it is for you to remain centered and focused. So I don't want to give anything away, but yeah, I mean this movie definitely addresses that, and it's like these two were almost kind of like a good cop and bad cop, but they weren't cops, like a good crook and bad crook, or well, not even crooks. I mean, how do I describe them?
They're two people trying to outsmart the system, I think.
Yeah, that's a great way of saying it.
And while they have different moral objectives, they're both people that just want to make money.
And they surprisingly work very well together.
They do. You know, what was one thing that I really liked about this movie is that it kept me on my toes. And you can't keep somebody on their toes when you're making a movie unless you keep something that's exciting that you're invested in, and not only that, but you don't know what's going to happen next.
And I
think this movie delivered on both of those ends. I didn't know how this was going to end up. I thought there were some possibilities. You draw these conclusions as you watch it, but I didn't know in the end. I thought, well, it could go this way, it could go that way. And on top of that, I was invested with him the entire time through.
And much props to Todd Phillips, because I enjoyed how he directed the film in regards to you see these quotes before the next scene.
I enjoyed that
too. I liked that.
That was a neat kind of thing to go through, because you have an idea what's going to happen next, but these quotes are ambiguous enough where it's almost like you see what could be, and it creates five different possibilities.
Exactly.
Of what the next
scene will be. So when he was doing all that, it was like this was a movie, but also like a book at the same time, and it gave me a movie book feel in a very balanced way.
No, sir. I thought that was interesting, too. I'm just kind of agreeing with you guys.
Yeah.
So what Keith's referring to right now is throughout the movie, there'll be a quote that's displayed. And then somewhere in the next 10 minutes, that quote's going to be said. But you don't know the context of it. You don't know who's saying
exactly.
it. So it creates this. That could either be a very positive quote, depending on how it's delivered and who said it, or it could be something that's going to go, oh, no, it's hitting the fan now.
But what was cool is that when he made this film and directed it, he gave this to you like you're watching a movie, but he also gave it to you like you're reading a book by doing that to me. And I thought that was really cool, because you don't really see that. So, I enjoyed that. It added a whole different layer to the film for me.
Yeah.
What I'm saying.
So. Yeah.
But, yeah, so I'm going to give this – I'm going to give it a 9.
A 9?
Yeah.
I'm going to give it an 8.5, and I did enjoy it. I honestly see the movie again. What do you think, Mariano?
Give it an 8.5, too.
Okay, all right.
And that might be a little high, but it was a good movie. It was a way better movie than I thought it was going to be, or than what it could have
been. I was very entertained. I walked away enjoying the film.
I'd be closer giving it an 8 to a than a 9, but I think I'm happy with the score I've given it. I'm comparing it to things that we've given 10 before, like even Kubo. And while this isn't a movie that I'm going to like show the children and the grandchildren and, you know, own it on DVD, it's definitely something I can watch again, and it was a pleasant surprise. I think a lot of people would agree this is something that you don't realize that you're going to have this much fun watching it.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
So with that being said, we should go to commercial break.
Sounds good.
When we come back, we'll be talking about Race.
Yes.
All right, the movie.
Right?
Check out the show that's built on the MMA. From the UFC to extreme cage fighting, they got the fights covered. Check out the GSMC MMA podcast. Get the latest news on past or upcoming fights. Join us as we talk to and about some of the biggest names in the MMA, past, present, and future. When it's the fight game, there's just one show to check out. GSMCpodcast.com/MMA-podcast. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit GSMCpodcast.com for more info.
Welcome back to Golden State Media Concepts Movie Review Podcast with
Jordan,
Keith,
Mariano.
There you go.
There you go.
And the film on deck now is Race, a new film about the life story. It's a biopic about famed athlete Jesse Owens. Yes. So this is, you know, and he's also the famed Olympic gold medalist Jesse Owens. So, and we wanted to do this film too because the Olympics just ended in Rio just recently, and perfect time to talk about this film.
I think so. I think if there was a better time to do it, I can't see it on the horizon.
Yes. So, you know, Jesse Owens, his quest to become the greatest, you know, track and field athlete in history, you know, it puts him in the 1936 Olympics, and he's going up against, you know, Adolf Hitler, and then, you know, in that Germany before World War II, basically. And this is also during a time of segregation. So, you know, Jesse Owens almost didn't go to the Olympics because of segregation and his feelings on it and how, you know, he was being treated as an African-American in America at that time. This story is very interesting. So it is directed by Stephen Hopkins. And Stephen Hopkins has done a lot of television. Houdini and Doyle miniseries, House of
Houdini
Lies,
and Doyle.
Exactly. Yeah. House of Lies by with Don Cheadle on Showtime.
Wow.
He's done Californication. That's the Dave Duchovny, you know, Showtime series. He's done 24, the Kiefer Sutherland TV series. So yeah, he's done.
He's been a big name on the small screen.
Well, actually, yeah. I mean, those are production credits. Excuse me. So for directing credits, but still, yeah. Houdini and Doyle, same thing. He produced and directed those. So House of Lies, Californication, as I said before. Shameless, he did an episode of that.
So it's his first attempt on the big screen? Or
actually, no. I mean, he did Dangerous Game, and then A Nightmare on Elm Street, Part 5, The Dream Child, Predator 2, and I liked Predator 2, actually.
Oh, yeah, and he did Star Trek.
He did?
Yeah.
Well, what hasn't this guy done?
I know, right?
Yeah.
And he also did Judgment Night and Blown Away, so yeah. So, but Race is the newest one that he's done.
Sorry, Lost in Space. He did Lost in Space.
Thank you. Okay. All right. Well, there it is.
Popular guy.
So, Mr. Stephen Hopkins. So, yeah. So this is good stuff. Oh, you're right. Yeah. And he The Ghost in the Darkness.
Lost in Space. I haven't seen that in so long.
I know he produced The Ghost in the Darkness. So, but yeah. So Race. Where do we even start?
Did we get into who's in it? Stephen James. And
thank you. Please tell Jordan.
Yeah, we've got Stephen James in this. I hope you guys recognize this man. He was in Selma, When the Game Stands Tall. You know, he played the main character here, Jesse Owens, which is our Olympic winner and, you know, the man against the Nazis. We have Jason Sudeikis. He's been on a lot of TV shows, including SNL, Last Man on Earth, and, you know, We're the Millers, even the Angry Birds movie.
I like We're the Millers. That was fun.
If you're looking for – this surprised me because it was such a serious role, and I didn't expect him to be in it.
Yeah, he plays Coach Larry Snyder.
So yeah.
Uh-huh. And he did a really good job, and I kind of give him extra points for that because I always love when a comedic actor does a good job in, like, a dramatic role. Like, I always liked it when, you know, like – remember Ace Ventura, you know, and they did a good job with that. And for some – strange reason, I can't think of his freaking name.
Jim Carrey?
There you go, Jim Carrey. But I thought he did a really good job with, like, the number 23.
I agree. That's a great film. I enjoyed it myself.
I was shaky on that one, but not enough to say that I didn't like it, yeah.
Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, son. Just saying.
Jim Carrey drama movie
just
I prefer.
Just saying.
Yeah.
We'll do our Jim Carrey Power Hour next week, though.
We digress.
Right, but I'm just making a point that whenever a comedic actor does a good job in a dramatic role, it makes the movie that much more enjoyable for me.
I agree.
I agree. Yeah, it's nice to see somebody's
a whole new layer
range.
To it. So,
yeah.
Jeremy Irons is in this film playing Avery Brundage. William Hurt playing Jeremiah Mahoney. So, I mean, yeah, there's a good cast in this film, a really good cast. And as we stated before earlier, you know, this is a story about a man, you know, overcoming the odds. Representing his country, even though he may feel like, in a sense, his country's not completely representing him. But he went forward, and he was amazing. And having to deal with that, and then befriending other Olympic athletes, some of them who happened to be Jewish, who were, you know, living. So befriending other Olympic athletes, some who were Jewish, who were American Olympians, and some who were German, living under Hitler's New Germany. And just seeing all of that come together, and this is, yeah, it's like I said, in one sense, this is about Jesse Owens and his struggle and his journey and how he triumphs. But it's also about, you know, the prequel to World War II and how that changed the whole world.
I could see, yeah, no, I agree with you. I came in thinking this movie was going to be great. I was really blown away by just how much I enjoyed it. And I think it was a very important movie to be made and to be seen. And overall, the actors, like the relationships, like with Jason Sudeikis' character as the coach for Jesse Owens, you know, Stephen James. It was such good chemistry. Yes. And you felt that bonding. And it's almost as if throughout the movie, it was almost like a battle of who's doing a better job at any given moment, because so much heart is given into both of them. And the story itself, I think, beyond it being a movie that's so well done and such a well, you know, an amazing cast, I think that the storyline itself, I think everybody should see this movie. I really do.
Oh, yeah. I mean, definitely. I mean, this is the true story. So this is, this is what really basically happened, you know, in American history with Jesse Owens. I mean, he made, he broke records, you know, at the Olympics.
Yeah.
And, and he was the first African American to win a gold medal in the Olympics.
And not just that, but I kind of like the, I kind of like the message of, you know, like with all these things that are going on, especially at the time, because it was 1936. That, you know, for those 10 seconds, you're kind of everything, you know? Because if, I like how he can be African-American and he can be in Germany. So, like, in a sense, he can be someone who isn't considered kind of top dog. But when he's on the track breaking world records, there's at the same time, that's kind of something that no one can take from you. It's like an achievement that no matter how you treat me, you know, at least I'm faster than you. You know what I mean?
And to an extent, he said that in the film. I mean, that's what it was about for him.
I think that was the point of the film itself, is that, you know, it doesn't matter at that point, because it goes beyond the movie. The actual story, this is about breaking boundaries down, and it shows that despite them not being fixed, it's not a fix all. It was a powerful message that was sent with Jesse Owens winning those medals.
Well, yeah, but it's also a brutally honest movie too, because I mean, you see that he was dealing with segregation. And you see that even though he did all these things, you know, in the Olympics and representing America, he still came home. He kept his head up high, but he still had to deal with, you know, segregation, you know. And like I said, and then Germany, I mean, they were on the verge of being what they became, you know, when Adolf Hitler was there. So it's really great and intense story and a brutally honest story.
And, you know, I can't give anything away with the movie, but one thing that was important, I think it was a powerful message throughout it. The movie didn't just show that Nazi Germany was this terrible thing happening. It showed that bad things were happening throughout, and nobody was the good guy in 1940. There was some mess that was happening through each country, and I think this movie really brought awareness to that.
I mean, 1936, but yeah.
1930, yeah, you're right.
I understand what you mean, though.
You know what I mean. It's It's that I think whenever we look back in history, it's told through the victors. Nazi Germany was a terrible thing, and it was so wrong. But this movie it doesn't just glorify how everyone else that didn't like Nazis. It showed that there are problems throughout every country that needed to be addressed.
Well, yeah, I mean, but the movie didn't really go into that.
And not as much.
It didn't go into that, really.
There's some key scenes where it really does show you that. You know, things weren't perfect in America.
And things are on the horizon.
Yeah.
I mean, you got that feeling when you're at the Olympics and when you're watching this. And, yeah, I mean, it's a great story, like I said, and I appreciate the brutal honesty of the film because, it showed you from all different angles. And then you see, you know, this filmmaker, you know, this lady who's making this film in the Olympics, and, you know, they're trying to give her a hard time, and she perseveres through. I mean, so you see a bit of her story too, and you know, I like that she wanted to make sure that she caught Jesse Owens, you know, doing his thing in the Olympics, you know, because it would have been so much easier for her not to include him in her film. So you see a bit of her struggle too when she's dealing with Germany, being you know being a German lady doing this film. So yeah, it was. I mean, there were layers. This is a good film. It was layered. It was great. I enjoyed it.
I would describe this movie. It was very layered, but the layers worked well together.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. The layers did work well together.
Well, before we go to a commercial break, what do you guys want to give this as far as a rating goes?
I'm going to give
like a 9.
What'd you say?
A 9.
A 9. Uh-huh. I'm going to go with a 9.2.
10.
10?
Yeah.
I totally understand that. That's it's a tough call, too. I mean, we've had a lot of good movies this week to review, and this is definitely something I would want to revisit.
Yeah, okay. I would even push like 9.5. It was a really good movie.
Yeah. Excellent. That sounds good. Okay.
So let's go to commercial break. When we come back, we'll do our wrap-up. We'll talk about War Dogs and Race one more time.
Sounds like a plan.
Yeah, we'll see you guys soon.
All right.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the GSMC Movie Podcast. We just reviewed Race and War Dogs, two movies that both big hits, at least yes. In our eyes, right?
Yes, good movies, yeah. Different movies, but great movies. Okay,
yeah. So, I mean, what did you guys think overall? I mean, we can get into our Desert Island question in a second. But until then, do you guys have any remarks that you wanted to make on either one?
I think Race is one of those movies that you should definitely go see. I mean, almost like to the degree of, if you haven't seen it already, what are you waiting for? You should go watch it. It's a really good movie, and it's a really important seeming movie to me.
Yeah, I agree. I think this film should be watched by everybody, especially like even in school.
I think so. I'm going to go back. I'm going to go up by 9.5 because really, I think this movie, I think it's as important as it is entertaining. And if I was a teacher in a classroom, this would definitely be in my curriculum, even if I was a science teacher and just worked with chemicals.
Oh, yeah, I hear you.
I think I'm going to meet your 9.5. It was a really good movie.
Okay, right on, so right two 9.5s and a 10. That's very close to perfection.
And there it is. Exactly.
And I can't recommend this one enough. And War Dogs as well. A very different movie as far as the mood that it sets, but also still incredibly on the edge of your seat. That's what I felt. There was a lot of times where you have no idea what's going to happen. It was exciting, and it was a big movie, and it took place around the world. And
yeah, it was really good. Great story. Very interesting story. Another movie based off a true story. So both of these films are based off of true stories. Yeah.
I thought I heard somewhere that War Dogs was based off a true story.
Yeah, it is. So those are real people. David Packhouse and
we had two true stories right here.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
No Jonah, can I say, was he wearing like body makeup?
Jonah Hill
for War Dogs? Because he looked big, and I know he had lost a lot of weight.
I think he gained some of it back. He gained
a good bit back. Because he did lose weight.
He lost weight at one point. That was years ago, and he's kind of gained it back. Like he's a large guy in 21, 22 Jump Street, and that's
because he had lost weight in one of those films too. I thought at one point, like in the first one, I think
there was a bigger Jonah Hill than there was thinner Jonah Hill. Then we're back to regular Jonah Hill.
Okay,
it wasn't regular. That was big.
I liked it though, regardless of the weight thing. I think he did a good job. Yeah. He was a jerk in the movie, but he was.
I'm just saying, like, I don't know if they made him look bigger because maybe the guy was big in real life, but I thought he was bigger than I've ever seen him, and so I just thought I'd ask.
Yeah, no, I thought he was a good weight for Jonah Hill. I think this was a good Jonah Hill weight for me, but really, besides the weight thing, I think his character just delivered to me. It really did. It was fun to watch because he was somebody that balances the line of unlikability and at the same time being very likable.
Yes, definitely.
Yep.
What'd you say, Mariano?
Yeah, I'll agree to that. No, I like the way you said that. That makes total sense. Yeah.
Exactly. So, okay.
What do you guys think? Desert islanding it?
I would go Race.
On Desert Island. Yeah, I'm going to go Race 2.
Now, if this was deciding what movie is better out of the two, I'd go Race. Race is clearly the better. It's the winner out of these two for me.
But on
the
desert island?
On a desert island, I'd want something. Because there's humor in it. Race would just make me think all the whole time, like, God, you know, at least I'm on this desert island. I don't have to deal with all this stuff going on in the mainland. But War Dogs, it was chaotic, and it was exciting, and it was something that I feel like I can watch again. It's a madcap gym thrill ride.
Understood.
Yeah, no, I feel like I just combined like six stereotypical review things.
No, I mean, I get it. No, I mean, because no one's going to, like you said, this doesn't have a whole, Race doesn't have a whole lot of humor in it. So it's not necessarily a feel-good film, but it's an inspirational film.
I'm usually taking the feel-goods on the desert island, but no.
And I get it. I get it.
But Race had it felt very moving. It felt more moving than War Dogs could ever be, or a lot of movies that could ever be. It belongs to a very small list of things that are just exciting on so many levels.
Definitely. So definitely want to encourage people to see this film. Like I said, this is a film that should be in schools for kids to watch.
So I agree.
It's there's historical relevance to this movie, definitely. So,
and if you want to see Jason Sudeikis being serious and pulling it off,
he did a great job. Yeah, he
did a good job.
Stephen James was excellent as Jesse Owens. He looked like him. It was really cool.
It just you could definitely feel like there was bonding in it that went outside of reading lines to each other.
And I believe either one or two of Jesse Owens' daughters was able to see this film. So
really,
yeah,
that's nice.
Yeah, so yeah, it's very cool.
So I guess with that being said, I mean, I guess we're at the end of our time right now.
Oh, we are.
You guys have any closing remarks before we do our goodbyes,
Mariano?
Just where to find us, I guess. You can check us out on iTunes, SoundCloud, Google Play, and Stitcher, as well as, of course, gsmcpodcast.com. And don't forget to like us and help us, share and, get our name out there. Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, Golden State Media Concepts. I'm Mariano.
I'm Jordan.
I'm Keith.
And we will see you soon.
All right.
Sounds good to
me. See you tomorrow in space.